Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So I'm here to present the results of a randomized controlled trial of lay health worker intervention to promote colorectal cancer screening among Chinese American. I'm actually here as a representative of a whole team. This grant was an R01 grant that was funded by the NCI with the support from ANCART, which is a center grant from the NCI. I guess I have no financial relationships to disclose. This is a community-based participatory research project. I'm not going to talk about that too much today, but this is the members of our team. The NICOS Chinese Health Coalition is our community partner who carry out a lot of the work. The underlying names of the people are the co-authors in this abstract. UCSF team, and then we have a UC Davis team. Dr. Susan Stewart's here. Team from San Francisco State and the Chinatown Public Health Center. This is our team. They all should be here presenting instead of just me. So, just briefly, the R01 was funded to do three things. I'm only going to talk about the first one, which is a cluster randomized control trial comparing colorectal cancer screening education delivered by lay health workers compared to a brochure. AIM-2 is a description of how this kind of work gets done with lay health workers. We're working on that. And AIM-3 actually addresses some of these traditional beliefs by working with traditional Chinese medicine practitioners. That AIM actually has been completed, and two papers are out. And if you're interested, I'm happy to give you the reference for that. So the study design, this is the cluster randomized control trial. So without really, you know, I was glad that Dr. Quinn actually gave all that background about cancer screening because I forgot to put all that stuff on. So colorectal cancer screening is underutilized by Asian Americans. The study design is that we took 58 lay health workers, and we'll describe who they are. We randomized them into two arms. One is a experimental arm, or the lay health worker group, and one is the comparison arm. Each group of lay health worker were responsible for recruiting anywhere from 5 to 15 participants, some of whom have never been screened with colon cancer, to a total of 360 in one arm and 365 in the other arm. We conducted some pre-educational session surveys, which is where the outcomes are going to come from. So on the lay health worker side, what they did was they conducted two lay health worker sessions, teaching people, and we'll talk a little bit more about what they taught. They also got some information with a brochure. And whereas the intervention side, I mean the comparison side, they got the brochure, but they also got some information in healthy eating and physical activity, just as partly because we believe that control groups also should get something useful for their time. And then we did, 6 months after the first survey, we did a post-intervention survey. So the outcome is all self-reported. So we based our lay health worker intervention on this thing called a flip chart. And a flip chart is basically what I call an Asian American version of a PowerPoint presentation. So it's basically a hard cardboard, a triangular shape, which on one side is a picture that faces the audience, and the back side is a talking point. So it's basically exactly what a presenter's PowerPoint looks like. And the reason why we have that is because we want to make sure that the audience is getting some fairly basic information that's not too text-heavy, but the deliverer, the lay health worker who's lay, they're not health professional, have a backup of what they need to know to teach people. So this is the cover. This, for those who are from San Francisco, that's the Grand Avenue Gate. We tried to take a picture without the cars, but that was impossible. So in the flip chart, there was a few domains. The first one was obviously teaching them about information about basic things like what is colon cancer, what is colon cancer screening. And then the way the flip chart, the way we're presenting it to you is the front, is the left is what you're seeing if you were in the audience. And the right is what you're seeing if you're the lay health worker delivering the messages. And so the lay health worker has a chance of also seeing what's coming up next so they can prepare themselves. And then we also have it in English in case people wanted to know what the heck we were teaching people. We also addressed some issues around beliefs. So this one is for happiness, longevity, and prosperity, you should get screened for colon cancer. We had trouble explaining how you get longevity out of it, but for happiness and longevity, for prosperity out of it, but for happiness and longevity, that's obviously made a lot of sense. So our lay health workers got the flip chart along with the brochure that they deliver and then a training manual that we develop. The training manual was bilingual, English and Chinese, although most of our lay health workers were very comfortable in Chinese. So what we did with the lay health worker was we trained them in several sessions. One session was to actually for all the lay health worker to learn how to recruit participants because that was not something that they obviously knew how to do. Also teach them a little bit about research methods, you know, why is there randomization, why is there surveys, things like that. And then for the lay health workers who actually carry out the intervention, we also train them, and this is some pictures of our training session. Elaine is one of our coordinator, and Lei Chun, is she here? She usually comes, but she's also a health educator who helped train us, our lay health workers. And the training's pretty straightforward, actually. We took a very simple approach. We would break down the flip chart into a section, and then they would get a lecture, exactly what's on the flip chart. So they get, basically, they are receiving the information as if they were the recipient. Then we ask them to present to each other. So each of them gets three cracks of the information, one when we talk to them, one when they talk to their friend, and one when their friend talked back to them. So sort of trying to reinforce the information. It's very basic information. So here's an example of the lay health worker practicing with each other. And during the practice sessions, one of the trainers always watching them and giving them feedback about eye contact or if there's any problem with factual information and things like that. A little bit more of that. And then they got a little bit of information, me mainly, delivering a little bit of information about the medical aspects of what it's like to do an FOBT test, because I think somewhat, you know, we didn't require they had to have done colon cancer screening, actually. The age requirement for lay health workers starting at age 35. So we had a little debate about that. You know, is it better to come from somebody who actually has done it versus somebody who hasn't? To be honest, we never found that it was a huge effect, either you've done it or not. But at least they needed to know what the test looks like and how it goes. So I'm there showing them, I'm not sure what I'm doing right there, but I'm showing them actually how to do FOBT with like something for stool, not real stool. But, and then they actually are assigned to go home and do their own FOBT. We don't want to see it. They just wanted to do it at home just to know what it feels like. And then we also had them go to a gastroenterologist suite for them, some more real-life experience. Again, you don't really want to do a colonoscopy unless you really have to. So what they're there for is just to see what it looks like, you know, how big is the tube, you know, things like that. And they really love this. This is a part of healthcare that most people don't get access to. And as a matter of fact, if you go get a colonoscopy, you probably don't even see all this stuff because they knock you out and then they do it. So by the time you wake up, it's all over. So the lay health workers really get a lot out of this. And we recruited community gastroenterologists to give them the talk. And so just to go over the results, we were able to recruit 58 lay health workers and 725 participants. 19% of them, both the lay health worker and the participants are men. We didn't require them to recruit only men. The men recruit only men, the women only men, just happened to work out that way. Very typical that these kinds of health screening outreach with Asians tend to be very female predominant. We had a 99% retention rate over a 6-month period. I just want to highlight that. You know, we go to a lots of talk and we talked about recruiting Asian Americans to studies, and always people talk about how hard it is to recruit them and how hard it is to retain them. And we don't believe that. We think it's just an approach or who's doing it that allows you to do that. This is the characteristics of the actual participants themselves. They are age 50 to 75 by requirement because that's the age for screening. 19% men, 74% married. High limited English proficiency population, 95%. Low education, 72% with less than high school education, and low income. And in San Francisco, less than $20,000 is really low. So I also had okay healthcare access. 80% of them has actually seen a doctor in the last 12 months. 90% at regular place of healthcare, and 9% were uninsured. San Francisco was fairly progressive, even at the time we started this project in 2010, 2011, between Medi-Cal, Medicare, and the program called Healthy San Francisco. We were able to cover quite a few people. So just the outcome now. So these are just to orient you with this graph because it's going to come over and over again. So on the y-axis is the percent responding, right? On the x-axis, I'm getting my x and y messed up. My kids are going to be really mad at me. So the left side is the control, which is the nutrition physical activity arm plus the brochure, right? And then the right side is the intervention. Yellow is the pre-intervention rate, and red is the post-intervention rate. So you can see, you know, at pre-intervention, this is just knowledge right now we're measuring. So I've heard of FOBT, about similar, 62% and 59% of two arms. At post, you know, the brochure actually did some good. It went up by 6%, and that was statistically significant. But the lay health worker group went up by more. We were glad to see that, 26%, and the difference was statistically significant. Same thing with sigmoidoscopy and colonoscopy, very similar patterns, numbers are slightly different. But both groups increase, and the lay health work group increased more than the brochure. We kind of wanted to show this mainly because if you wanted to do a lay health worker, you can do that. But we also wanted to show that even the brochure itself, which is a lot of thing that a lot of programs can only afford to use, it has some effect. So hopefully that will support people work. When we combine all three, this is a combination variable, very similar. We ask questions that are more specific, like when should CRC screening begin? And we asked them the question, and they were supposed to give us the age. Well, I think we gave them a category by 10 years, and they just choose one of them. So about 40% or so knew at the beginning. The brochure group did not change. The intervention group, the lay health worker group, did change by about 19%, and that was statistically significant. These are all bivariate, by the way. So, FOBT should be done once a year. We thought this was important because if you did an FOBT and you didn't know it was supposed to be done once a year, you will forget to do it next year. There was a significant increase in both groups, more so in the lay health worker group. And then same thing for sigmoidoscopy, very similar. So our lay health worker did a really good job of transmitting the information, and our participants were able to retain it, basically 4 to 5 months after the fact. And then colonoscopy should be done every 10 years, very similar, although the numbers are, the peak of this is pretty low. Only 25% at post knew that they were supposed to get it every 10 years, and 40% in the other group. But again, the intervention group has significant improvement. So our target outcome was FOBT, partly because the intervention period is only 6 months, and by the time you figure out you want to get a colon cancer screening and schedule a doctor's appointment and get a colonoscopy and so on and so forth, you probably don't have enough time. But now also because, from a resource perspective, you may not be able to get a colonoscopy if you're in the public health care system because there's not enough capacity to provide it. So we focus a lot on our materials on emphasizing the FOBT. One of the good things about colon cancer screening as a health promotion is that there are multiple tests you can do. And so one of the things that we were able to do is if you said you didn't like the FOBT because it was kind of messy, touching my stool was messy, we say, okay, go get the colonoscopy. And they're like, we didn't like the colonoscopy because it's got all the prep and people have to drive you home and you can perforate your intestine. So do the FOBT. We don't have to fight with them. It's very hard to fight with people. What we learn is when people give you an objection, the best way to counter it is not to fight it. It's just to acknowledge it and move on to whatever else you could do to address it. So anyway, so back to the outcome here, ever having an FOBT, the brochure group went from 65% to 70%, a little bit. And Susan, remind me if that was statistically significant. I think that was statistically significant, even at 5%, right? No? Okay. The intervention group, the lay health worker plus the brochure, went from 68% to 82% for a 14% change. And that definitely was statistically significant compared to the brochure group. Same sort of story here, but the changes were so small for sigmoidoscopy and colonoscopy, as you would imagine, that we did not show any effect whatsoever. And then when we combine the three variables, again, this is a combined variable. The intervention had a significant change compared to the comparison group. We also looked at up-to-date, right, because it's not just enough to get one screening. You need to be, in order for screening to really work, you have to be doing it whenever you're supposed to do, in this case, either once every 1 year, 5 years, or 10 years. So we created a combined variable where if you said FOBT within 1 year, sigmoidoscopy within 5 years, colonoscopy within 10 years, we counted that as being up-to-date. And again, the intervention with the lay health worker outreach plus brochure was superior to the brochure alone. So we put all this in the multivariable model to see whether or not the intervention had an effect. If you account for all the other things that were important, the good news for us was the randomization process was really good. There was really no significant differences at baseline. But when we put this in, we also wanted to look at what other factors still persist as explanation for not getting screened. So if you look at ever having had screening, the intervention had an odds ratio adjusted odds ratio of 1.94 compared to the brochure. Whereas for up to date, it has a very similar 2.02, which is basically a rounding same as 2. But then we also saw, you know, just to be clear, that the intervention itself doesn't solve a lot of other problems. So, for example, if you're a more recent immigrant, you were less likely to have been ever screened, which makes sense based on what we know of Asian Americans. If you felt like you were in fair or poor health, you were more likely to get screened, which is slightly counterintuitive, but we think that what that means is that you just see the doctor a lot. If you had a regular place for health care, you were more likely to get screened. Now remember, this is a high health care access population, so 80% of people actually had a regular place for health care. So, but even then, within that small number, we had a significant effect. If you had a primary care doctor, and of course if you have health insurance, clearly affected it. And for up to date, it's the intervention effect, having a primary care doctor and having health insurance. So what's interesting about that is what it's telling you is the first screening was really not just about access, right? It's about also including things like immigration status, at least by the way that we categorize this. But up to date, once you're in, once you figure out that you need to have the test, then it's all about access. And the intervention also reminds you to go get it, right? So. We value our lay health worker very much. The reason why we picked this type of project is there's capacity building for the community. We actually have, after we're done, we basically have 58 people who are just jazzed to go give talks about things, and they all want to come back and do it. And they all keep asking us for more projects like this. And I think that's the best part of this kind of project from our perspective. And we give them appreciation and recognize them for their work. This is not part of our AIM 2 work or qualitative work. We just wanted to capture a few quotes from what the lay health workers said. So one lay health worker said, "I feel that it has increased my health and professional knowledge, and it increased my communication skills and leadership. I feel that friendship is precious. At least I've made friends with all of you. If you see me on the streets, you won't say that you don't know me." I mean, this may sound like not that important, but actually for people who are socially isolated, living in immigrant communities, this is actually a huge change. Usually we talk about playing mahjong, but now it's good we have health topics to talk about. We talk about food and health. We talk about how to cook and what to eat, right? So it's not just about colon cancer screening. It's about other things and empowerment. What do they think about their participants? So this is another thing that actually we really liked about this project. So this person says about their participant, "Because these old folks, after I send my kids to school early in the morning, they will exercise in the school compound. They will walk around in the park. So that now when I go there and send my son, the group will say, 'Hi, Jenny, sister. Good morning.' My husband said, 'Wow, you are more popular than Obama.' They will say things like, 'Morning, morning, your son is so handsome. Now I am like a neighborhood representative. They are all warm and welcoming.'" So again, this person is now set to be another, like a key person in the social network. And she's ready to give more health topic talks and so on and so forth. And then just briefly, a comment from the participants. They say that the lay health workers are warm and caring. She cares about us. She tells us we have to do exercise and that we have to get screened and check our bodies every year about colon cancer. Now, I don't know about, we didn't teach them to tell them to do exercise or somehow. That got across too. The best is to prevent. So every small portion of the small group presentation, she explained in a way that we can understand, explained very clearly to us. Most of these sessions were done in Cantonese, some in Mandarin. I don't think there was maybe one or two in English, is my recollection. And so in conclusion, it is feasible to carry out randomized controlled trial with limited English proficient immigrant using CBPR. I just want to go back to this a little bit because you got to design the study for your intervention, rather than get around by saying, well, it's too hard to do a randomized control trial. I mean, some studies should not be done with randomized control trials. That's a given. But if it could be done with a randomized control trial, maybe you should, because then I think the internal validity at least is not challenged if whatever the findings are generalizably wise. I do want to emphasize that healthcare access remains an important determinant of colorectal cancer screening among Chinese Americans, even in San Francisco, where there is a lot of healthcare access. And then that lay health worker outreach is effective in increasing colorectal cancer screening among immigrant Chinese Americans in San Francisco, with all the caveat that Dr. Quinn has said, it's a local study. We were happy that it was an RCT because at least there's internal validity. whether or not another community actually has capacity to recruit lay health workers, train lay health workers, and whether or not they would have the same outcome given whatever access issue there are locally remains to be seen. Thank you.
I got a minute. You've got a minute.
All right.
You have, well, maybe now 45 seconds. Yes.
So, really nice work. I have a question. How did you cluster randomize and keep sort of your groups apart with your community health workers? Was this based on were your community health workers based out of community-based organizations, or were they just people that people knew? I mean, how did you separate them?
That's probably the hardest part of the whole project was the recruitment and randomization process. So one community organization recruited all the lay health workers. And then what we had to do was, without telling them what arm they're in, they had to go out and recruit people. And because the way that we phrased the project participation for the participant was, you could be in a group on healthy nutrition and physical activity or a group on colon cancer screening. And then they went out and recruited. And when they came back for the training, we separate them. And actually, their training was separated. Somebody knew, not everyone, but somebody in our group knew which group they belonged to at randomization because we trained them to get the two arms separately. So I'm not sure that explains.
Measure at all, these are social networks.
Yeah. You know, we did measure the question of if you heard things from the lay health workers, and we haven't looked at it. Our fear, obviously, in something like that is contamination, and if there's contamination, there should be a reduction of the intervention effect. We felt that this was sophisticated enough information that maybe just meeting someone or knowing someone wasn't quite enough. You know, you wouldn't know, for example, that you should get colon cancer screening at age 50 unless you were sitting there having a real conversation with somebody instead of just seeing them in the streets or something. So we were relieved, actually, to see that there was an intervention effect. Just self-reported. We do have a validation project, so we'll look at that and see how good their self report of screening is. It's tricky. The self-report of colon cancer screening in other populations have been pretty good. We don't know anything about Chinese Americans and their self-report. So.
Okay. Thank you very much.